Well, this concludes the Gospel of John, and thus the project of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in this audio format. I think it's helpful in the last few sentences of Ryle's commentary thoughts. I just want to read this as a closing to this whole thing. He says, "I have now completed my notes on John's Gospel. I have given my last explanation. I have gathered my last collection of the opinions of commentators. I have offered for the last time my judgment upon doubtful and disputed points. I lay down my pen with humbled, thankful, and solemnized feelings." He then closes everything with a quote from Bullinger and his commentary on the Gospels, which he says would not be considered an inappropriate conclusion. Listen to these words. "Reader, I have now set before you your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the true Son of God, who is begotten by the Father by an eternal and ineffable generation, consubstantial and co-equal with the Father in all things. In these last times, according to the prophetic word, he was incarnate for us, suffered, died, rose again from the dead, and was made King of kings and Lord of lords. This is he who was appointed and given to us by God the Father as the fullness of all grace and truth, as the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world, as the ladder and door of heaven, as the serpent lifted up to render the poison of sin harmless, as the water which refreshes the thirsty, as the bread of life, as the light of the world, as the Redeemer of God's children, as the shepherd and door of the sheep, as the resurrection and the life, as the corn of wheat which springs up into much fruit, as the conqueror of the prince of this world, as the way, the truth, and the life, as the true vine, and finally, as the redemption, salvation, satisfaction, and righteousness of all the faithful in all the world throughout all ages. Let us therefore pray God the Father that he, being taught by his gospel, we may know him who is true and believe in him in whom alone is salvation, and that believing, we may feel God living in us in this world, and in the world to come may enjoy his eternal and most blessed fellowship. Amen and amen."